Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Anastasia Davalon. Anastasia is a multi-sensory artist who, through the path of inspiration, exhalation, and healing, developed an evolving multi-sensory universe dedicated to the feminine. Almost 10 years ago, Anastasia chose to put art, nature, and creation in the feminine dimension at the center of her life. She granted herself the time of the dream and the transition from it to a sometimes arduous reality. Step by step, she walked between creations of ceramics, poetry, images, sounds, writing, poetic short films, performances, to manifest an artistic universe deeply connected to nature. The voice of the feminine, our inner nature, calls just like the voice of nature. Through her art, the feminine principle finds a way of expression that participates in its renaissance to contribute to the new paradigm in which feminine and masculine values are in balance. Anastasia Davalon is a whole artistic project for a cultural renaissance in harmony with nature, a project that was born in the spring of 2021 as an extension of her journey with the muses of nature. And a healing journey as she heard the call of Avalon. Welcome, Anastasia.
Hi, Hemi. I'm very glad to be here with you.
No, it's lovely to have you with us, and I'm excited about our conversation. And also, on a more personal note, I've known Anastasia now for a few years, and I am just inspired by her. This embodied dedication to the feminine and the beautiful journeys that she takes people on through her art, through her voice, and all that she does. And it's just been beautiful to witness a part of her journey and a part of her growth on her path. So I'm very, very excited to have her with us today. Now, Anastasia, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking my guests, what does sacred feminine power mean to you?
Yes, thank you, Hemi. As for me, sacred feminine power is something very deep and very ancient, and also very anchored in our bodies. And I can hear three words, sacred, feminine, and power. And sacred, as for me, is a special space and time where, which is also connected to the creation, to a place where everything is united in a certain way, and also the void of origin, full of a lot of potentiality also. And the deepest part of our hearts, our bodies, are reflecting this true essence, which is also connected to nature, our true nature. And the feminine is the feminine is also our origins. It is for me also very connected to water, to Gaia, to the water bodies in our own bodies, in on the planet, like rivers, oceans, seas, and cascades, and also in our bodies. And there is a message from our bodies, a communication actually, which we have to refine, to claim again, to dive in. In our bodies, in connection to this whole watery realms and universe, and that's very sacred, very feminine, and powerful. and also a deep diving, because the sacred feminine power means also having plunged into our deep mysteries, but also anchored in ourselves, in our bodies, in the nature. That means it is a spirituality in our cells, actually, and also our memories.
I love that, Anastasia. I love how you talk about how it's spirituality within ourselves, within our memories, and how the deep mysteries of the feminine live both in nature and within our bodies and ourselves. That's really beautiful. And I have a feeling we're going to talk even more in more depth about this in just a moment. But before we go there, Anastasia, I would love to hear from you about a challenge that you have faced on your path that's really helped you to activate sacred feminine power within you.
Yes. I had many challenges. Till ever, I need really to take very care of my health. I had cancer very young, and after this, I really walked a path, an inner quest to understand why I had this disease. And that was also a journey, a soul and body journey, and a healing journey in my lineage, in my own story, and step by step also a reconnection to the soul memories. But the deepest challenge I had, this was more about 10 years ago. I had a deep burnout, which left me a bad situation energetically. And I really felt there is a urge to change everything in my life, and to reclaim again my body, my soul, my heart, and also to put at the first self-love, self-respect. Oh yes, self-respect first and self-love. Self-confidence, self-esteem, and I realized that the way the society is organized put us such away from this as a woman, which a deep feminine longing and essence and soul, and I lost everything. Actually, I lost my health. I lost I quit a terrible relationship, which was destroying for me. I lost my job, and at the same time, I had to face very hard memories from my childhood. About having sexual abuses, and it was very, very hard, very challenging. I felt very desperate, and at the same time, I felt a rebirth, which I gained by just putting at the first place. To go in nature, to create. I began with ceramics, and just to take my time in my own rhythm. And that was also granted that I quit my job with some money, so I could also benefit from time without any pressure. And that was really a beautiful experience, because it was at this time I realized this big hold we are under as a human, but also in my case, I discovered this hold at different levels. It means I had to go out of this personal, really deep dependency with a man, which was, it was a karmic relationship, so intense and so heartbreaking, but also a false love, actually, because I learned then that the only real love is with a deep respect for each other and first for oneself. But also this showed me how I was playing again a pattern, and to free me again. So from this deep hold I was in, I learned, yes, to come really back, like a return to my truth, my essence, but with also at the same time the necessity to build everything new again, and with no way, but at the same time I really need so much freedom in my whole being, in my soul, in my heart, in my body, and I was just needed to regain my own confidence, because I really lost confidence in everything, actually. So the only path for me, and really also the beauty path, the pleasant path, was to connect to nature and to be so inspired, and also having such a whole universe in myself needed to come out from the things I lived, which were very hard and needed to go out. But also I feel my soul is really needed beauty. And so I learned how to transmute hard things, very hard things, very dark things, and how to first digest, which can be a long time. Also, when you go, when I had to go in my deep memories to for my personal healing journey. And how with all this stuff, step by step, which were baby steps at the beginning, really, I began to work this creative path, this artistic path. And I remember the first exhibition I've done. This was in 16 in Strasbourg, and this was Terre Messagère de l'Intime, which means the earth as an intimate messenger, and this was really like a first portal or a first door to recognize myself and my artistic soul, and this opened actually really the way to my own recognition, and to there also showing up as my deep desire, my deep heart, and that was the way my soul felt really vibrant. And from this experience, I can say that the way, the path is coming clearer step by step, the more we choose to work our deepest desire, and which can seems to be to make us afraid. Or, but that's the way to work towards our heart and our soul's journey.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing so openly and vulnerably about your journey, Anastasia. I really, really appreciate that. And I know that a lot of our listeners will find medicine in your words. And I love how you had to go on that really, really deep dive, that incredibly deep dive in order to then emerge as the truest you. And to really start to find joy in creation and creativity and through your art. You mentioned the ceramics already. Could you share a little bit more about how you express yourself through art now? And I'm familiar with your blue roses, ceramic blue roses, which are so magical. So please share a little bit more with us.
Yes, of course, with pleasure. Actually, today I'm creating different things and also diffusing different things. And during this artistic path, I really had also the call of water, and after this first ceramics exhibition. I followed this call, and I create then I wrote firstly a story which I can call a new sacred story in a certain way, which is about the mermaids, and the mermaid's bell or the siren's bell. And that was also very anchored on in my personal journey, as I experimented different really beautiful graces or experience, deep experiences near the water, near a lake and near the ocean. And I lived a recognition with the mermaid's frequency, the shells, and also it was awakening things deep in my soul. And I felt the desire to share again with the art. So first I wrote the story, which is very poetic story, like a new story, which offers to meet the mermaids in a different way, which is also to meet the inner mermaid in each of us, which is waiting also to be reawakening, and this is the deep essence of the feminine, which has been so shut down in our society. The mermaids are often described as rogue masculine, like the story The Little Mermaid. And actually, in my own past, it is a question of finding again the inner marriage, which is the polarities, the extreme polarities, which are meeting in the deep heart. And the message of the mermaids are more that they are our guides, and the water protector, and the crystalline water messengers. So there are many, many levels, but it is really a very beautiful and magic frequency, which is also the magic of our earth and our water, inner waters also, because the mermaids are famous and are guide for the emotional world, for the unconscious. And in ancient mythology, they were recognized for this. We can see today still that they were in the boat at the, I don't know how we say the la proue du navire in French. And so they were guide, and I are also connected to Venus. But that's all the research, step by step, I made with the mermaid's world. And this artistic story I wrote, nowadays, I create the mermaid spell live with the images, but also like a whole scenography with my ceramics, with the blue roses, who are also very connected to Venus lineage and the planet Venus. And this is so interconnected, actually, and so beautiful. And these are really sacred feminine mysteries I feel connected to, and within my heart, I wish to bring back and to reconnect and to protect also in a very sacred way, but a sacred way which is also connected in the nature. It is not the sacred, the old sacred we can see sometimes in the stories we made about the sacred. I mean, in France, this word is really not common today, or very connotated. Actually, it is just connected to creation, sacred, and joy and love, and also the darkest part, or the deepest, to be visited in ourselves. But so the mermaid style is an experience, multisensory experience to live with images, with sounds, with music, to re-enchant together through the water. The water is our oldest ancestor. I discovered also this really, and that's very common in many, many spiritualities. And it is also a liquid with so many mysteries, so many mysteries. And we can refine the way to communicate with water. And that's the core of the creation, because at each moment we can recreate anything, because we are made of water, 99%. Molecular water in our bodies, and are resonating together in the field. So this is such a power we are in our bodies. That's the sacred feminine power, as for me. And this is also connected to Earth, but also beyond, the galactic water, and so many mysteries. And it is a such sacred frequency, so magical, you can feel now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I love everything that you've shared there, Anastasia, and I really, really am so grateful to you for your beautiful sacred work with water, water portals, and especially the mermaids, because not only are they considered mythical, mythological creatures, they are often also painted in a very negative light as these sirens that lure away sailors and bring them to their deaths. And as you said, they are guides, they are water protectors. This, I love the way you term them, crystalline water messengers. And it's so important for us to honor mermaids and really connect with them at this deep sacred level that you're talking about. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Me also.
Yeah. I would love to talk to you more about water as well. And I know that we've got certain specific dates during the year or days during the year that are especially important water portals. Could you share a little bit more about that? What does it mean for us?
Yes, actually today we are in a water portals, as I told you before. The water portals actually are in a numerological way, a cosmic numerology, which has been canalized by a very incredible woman, Catherine Kinney, I met in Glastonbury, Avalon, for the Water Day Gratitude in July 2019, and she transmitted to me these water portals day, and this year, as we are in a seven universal year, 2023. There are in July the 5 water days. We will have 3 more: the 11th, the 12th, and the 19th of July. But these ones are also in preparation for very important water portals in September. And in September, we will have 2777 portals. We are in a 7 years, 7 universal year. The 7 is really a number for wisdom, for healing. And so we can really prepare ourselves to leave these water portals in September, which will be also a universal 7 months. So it is very important dates for teachers, for wisdom keepers, for teachers of the new earth, from the earth, for the cosmos, and for any people who wish just to celebrate water. This can be just by having a gratitude way of thinking to the water when you are taking your shower or when you are drinking water. But this can be also doing some offerings. I will organize also a water ceremony online to rebuild also these ancient times, and I will I will communicate with this soon. Mm-hmm. So if people would like to join, they are welcome, also at distance, but it can be also just in your own place and in your own body, of course.
That sounds really beautiful, and we'll include the links to your water portal ceremony in the show notes as well, so people can find out about it more easily at the time. And yeah, absolutely. The more we work consciously with these kinds of sacred portals and sacred dates, the more we can connect with the true essence and nature of water itself, and of course with ourselves, because as you mentioned, we are predominantly made up of water. So that is such a beautiful way to consciously honor living waters and our own sacred bodies as well.
Yes, here is the mystery of our embodiment, of our a sacred feminine power embodiment, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, Anastasia, when I introduced you as Anastasia Davalon, and I know that is not your real surname, and I would love to hear a little bit more about what is your personal link to Avalon? How did you become connected with this magical sacred place?
Oh, yes, this is also a very beautiful and magical story, actually, because Avalon really came to me, you know. It was in 2017. I received a healing session from a friend of mine, and suddenly she told me, "Oh, you are so connected to Avalon." And at this time, I didn't know about Avalon, actually. And just after, I read a post on Facebook about returning to Avalon. And step by step, I had so many synchronicities, which were really interesting my curiosity. And actually, I was in contact with someone called Jean-Baptiste, who is living still in Glastonbury, and he proposed me a place in its car because he went back to Avalon. And so this was also my birthday, on my birthday in June, 25 of June 2017. And so I went the first time I arrived in Avalon, in Glastonbury. And there I spent 3 days, and the second day I received in St. John Church. In St. John Church, I was meditating, and I received a message from hand to hand from a stranger coming to me and disappearing at the same second. And on this message was written a pocket poem called The Calling of the Thrush. And as I read this little poem, I found this very beautiful, and step by step, I understood it also as a message for the inner marriage, because it is really a story, can be a little bit sad, because it's the story of two birds, and one is dead because he went to a window. And there is a lot of wisdom in this story. And since I moved, I create also a little artistic video with this poem, to share it also to the world, and to transmit this about this inner marriage, also the same message as the Siren's Bell, actually, and how we can walk again the sacred path of Avalon, which is also a path to heal our deep wounds, because Avalon has as you know, Amy, certainly, is also the place where the King Arthur has been broken, as he was severely hurt during the last battle of Camelot. And the King Arthur is also an archetype of the masculine, of the sacred masculine, and that is also the way we have to heal our wounds from the feminine, but also from the masculine, and to become again as a whole, and that's the message from Avalon.
That's really beautiful and powerful. And yeah, I love the story of the two thrushes, and Yeah, it's incredible how many synchronicities start to happen when we are meant to be somewhere, when we're meant to be connecting with certain people or certain animals or events. And you just absolutely know in every cell of your being that you're on the right path, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And Avalon is really, for me, connected with this magical frequency.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is one of the power spots on our planet, that's for sure.
Yes, it is meant to be the chakra of the heart and one of the source there, which is the purest source, the Chalice Well. Such many different history with pre-Christic and pagans and the goddess mysteries, of course, and all this water wisdom, which also for me there is also a connection, a mirror in ourselves. It is a sacred place, a deep feminine, also sacred place in ourselves. And as Avalon, the sacred isle of Avalon disappeared behind the mist as the human didn't respect anymore the nature and their own nature. But also I feel, I'm convinced that Avalon will come back as more and more of us will connect back to their bodies, to the nature, to the organic intelligence, which is our such a beautiful wisdom and magic from this earth. And that's the spirit, that's the intention of the project Anastasia d'Avalon, which is really a world project. And a path, also a path to come back to oneself.
Come back to ourselves and especially our hearts, that heart chakra connection and heart as the essence of love and the founding block for the new earth on so many levels on our planet and beyond.
Yes,
Beautiful.
absolutely.
Anastasia, you've shared a lot of wisdom with us. I really, really appreciate you and all of this embodied knowing that you hold. If our listeners wanted to find out more about your work, what is the best place for them to go to?
Oh, so I have an internet website, which is anastasiadavalon.com. You can find me also on the Instagram, which is Muse en nature, like muses en nature. And I have Vimeo account and a YouTube account, or just write to me, anastasia@museennature.com. I would be happy to hear how this conversation is resonating to the people who are listening. And I'm very grateful, Amy, for all your for what you are organizing and organizing spaces to let the voices of women, the voices of nature, being again heard and recognized, and so that the world is gonna to be more balanced. Thank you for everything you allow Amy.
Well, thank you for that, Anastasia. I really appreciate that. And I understand that you've got a gift for our listeners as well.
Oh yes, I suggest to offer a little creation, audio poetic creation Beyond the Mist of Avalon. I created in 2021, which can bring you in the watery realms and let the dream of the water go ahead in yourself and go further in your own dream.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. I'm looking forward to listening to this message myself. And thank you, Anastasia, again for coming onto the show and for being who you are. Really, really appreciate you and your sacred work.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy.
Beautiful.
Thank you to everybody who is listening and see you soon on the water portals, on the next water portals.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, looking forward to that. Beautiful. Now, everybody, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful energy that's been activated. And imagine sending this energy to everyone and everything on our planet to remember that we are all truly one. And that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, the more quickly our planet will also ascend and heal. Thank you so much for listening.